The Kraft suit filed in federal court in Madison this week is similar to several other suits filed since 2005 when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that employers must pay workers for the time spent to put on and take off the protective gear they wear to perform their duties. At the Oscar Mayer plant, workers can't punch in until they've walked through a foot bath, put on hair and beard nets, smocks, earplugs, helmets, and work boots. Madison attorney Kurt Kobelt is representing workers in the class action suit. He says the time adds up to about 15 minutes per day per employee.
And when you add that over a year for, you know, over 1,000 employees, it comes to quite a sum of money.
In fact, last year, a Toyota plant in Kentucky settled a similar lawsuit covering more than 1,000 workers for $4.5 million. The Supreme Court ruling that opened the door to such suits cites language in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, requiring employers to pay workers for activities that are an integral and indispensable part of their work. Texas attorney Audrey Mross has researched the spate of lawsuits the ruling sparked. She says successful suits have required employers to pay as much as 3 years in back wages.
You're going to be paying wages to people who are still working for you, people who have already left your company but worked for you during that period of time. It's a burden to get involved in that process, to say the least.
A spokesperson for Kraft, Oscar Mayer, says the company believes it's in compliance with state and federal employment laws and declined to comment on the lawsuit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.